AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A guilty plea and sentencing in last year's mass killing that left five dead at a Colorado Springs nightclub. Norman Hall has details.
Anderson Lee Aldrich was sentenced to life in prison. Victims call Aldrich a monster and a coward for hunting down revelers in a calculated attack on Club Q, a sanctuary for the LGBTQ plus community.
I want to reiterate what this plea agreement is and what it means.
District Attorney Michael Allen.
Five consecutive life sentences. One life sentence for each murder victim.
The agreement spares victims' families and survivors a long and potentially painful trial. It also means no appeals are allowed. I'm Norman Hall.
Prosecutors say they will be seeking the death penalty for the man accused of stabbing to death four University of Idaho students. And in Pittsburgh, the defense lawyer for the gunman who killed 11 at a synagogue in 2018 made a case for sparing his life, saying he had psychotic, delusional, and paranoid symptoms that made him unable to understand the world or make appropriate decisions. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Overseas, Russian President Vladimir Putin seeking to project stability and control after an armed rebellion over the weekend. He praised rank-and-file members of the Wagner mercenary group for not letting the situation descend into bloodshed, but blasted organizers as traitors who played into the hands of Ukraine's government and its allies. Meantime, Charles Deledesma reports it's been a morale boost in Ukraine.
A video of a well-known Ukrainian drone commander watching the revolt while eating enormous amounts of popcorn has gone viral. A plethora of gleeful memes mocking Russian leader Vladimir Putin has inundated social media, and statement after statement from Ukraine's top brass described the turmoil as a sure sign of more instability to come. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The Pentagon's expected to announce another $500 million in military aid to Ukraine tomorrow, heavily armored vehicles and air defense missiles. This is AP News. The heat wave that's been taxing the Texas power grid is expected to expand. Julie Walker has more on the forecast.
Heat warnings and advisories blanket most of Texas, says National Weather Service meteorologist Cameron Self in the Houston Bureau, who blames a high pressure ridge sitting over the state for at least a week.
We're going to be dealing with this for, I'd say, at least another week, perhaps even more.
It'll also affect Kansas City, Oklahoma, the Mississippi Valley, the western Florida Panhandle, and parts of western Alabama. Self says the heat index where he is in Texas makes it feel like it's 10 to 15 degrees hotter than the actual temperature.
If you want a little bit of relief from the heat, it's not much, though. You do have to go to the immediate coast where it only feels like it's 100, 105 degrees.
I'm Julie Walker.
Thanks, Julie, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.